This is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey.
Eras niña de largos silencios y ya me querías bien. Tu mirada buscaba la mía.
Across the world, there are a variety of traditions meant to celebrate the transition of children into adulthood, especially for young girls. The Sweet 16 and Bat Mitzvah are a couple examples of this. Abby and Urbana in our texting group mentioned the cotillion from Filipino culture, which celebrates the transition into adulthood at age 18. One of the best known of these, and widely celebrated in Illinois, comes from Latin American cultures, as our introduction song indicates. It's called a quinceañera, rooted in the word for 15, and it's the subject of our final conversation we're revisiting this hour. Over the winter, the Spurlock Museum at the University of Illinois in Urbana featured an exhibit on the quinceañera, highlighting the importance of this coming-of-age event for Latin Americans. Joining us for this conversation was Anadad Valdevida, who helped curate the exhibit at the Spurlock Museum and is a professor of Latino-Latina studies at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Also joining us was Alexa Valdez Ramirez and Yadira Rodriguez, students at Urbana High School. They recently celebrated their own quinceañera. Because this conversation's on tape, we're not taking calls live, but you can always let us know what you thought by leaving a voicemail at 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. So, Anadad, I want to start with you. Can you just tell us more about quinceañeras and that tradition?
Sure. The exhibit and the tradition are both Latinx. So the way that we're doing the exhibit is U.S. Latinx, but it's also from Latin America. So I just wanted to say that those two things are not the same, though they overlap. It is a coming of age celebration that is celebrated across the Americas, except in Chile, and is highly celebrated here in the United States. And it celebrates the transition of a girl from childhood to adulthood. Although, you know, at 15 years old, most girls are still girls, but it's still a very, very meaningful celebration that brings families together, families that have a diasporic component. They have people coming from all over the world sometimes to come together for that joyful celebration.
What are some of the traditions specific to the U.S. and how do those differ from how it's marked in other places?
Well, there are so many countries that in the U.S. there isn't like a U.S. quinceañera because U.S. Latinx people come from all over. They come from Mexico, Colombia, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, et cetera, et cetera. So that there would be nation-specific kinds of elements, for example, a Mexican-American celebration within a Catholic church, which is where it would begin if you're Catholic, would have the quinceañera presenting a bouquet of flowers to the Virgin of Guadalupe, who's a very meaningful religious figure in Mexican and Mexican-American culture. So that would be a Mexican-American element that might not be the same throughout all of the nation origin populations that do not have that particular virgin as a central figure in their Catholic faith.
One other thing I want to ask about is the introduction song we played was De Niña a Mujer, which translates to From Girl to Woman. Can you talk about how that song is typically used in a quinceañera?
Well, it's a very interesting song because if you listen to it and if you speak Spanish, it's sung by Julio Iglesias, who's Spanish. So it's a song that is sung in Spanish, not in Latin American Spanish. But the fact is quinceañeras are also celebrated in Spain. The song really talks about the fathers, an implicit father figure who is looking with kind of a bittersweet look at his little girl becoming a woman, you know, and the inevitability of it and the necessity to launch the little girl into adulthood.
Alexa, I want to bring you into the conversation now. I understand you recently celebrated a quinceañera. Can you tell us about your experience? What was it like?
I mean, it was a lot of emotions combined. It was stressful, but at the same time, it was like the best day of my life. I really enjoyed it. And it was like, I was so happy that day. I was excited, but at the same time, I was stressed, nervous. mad a few things. But,
yeah. take us inside the room. What did it look like? What were you wearing that day?
I was wearing a big black with pink dress, a Mexican traditional, and yeah, with some black boots.
Yadira, I want to ask you the same question. What was your quinceañera like?
Well, I feel like it was, like Alexa said, it was a mix of emotions. I feel like a lot of people don't talk about the stress that there is, like, during the process of having a quinceañera. But overall, it's a very happy experience that most quinceañeras, well, every quinceañera should be, like, happy about it. It's their big day, and it's very important to, like, not just me, but everyone. Like, it's a very important day you have. And, yeah.
Can you say more about that stress you felt, Alexa? You mentioned that, you both mentioned that. Why do you, is it a performance anxiety almost? Like, you don't want to let your family down? What is the basis of that?
Well, it's also that, and pretty much looking for everything, like the place, the venue, the money, like everything's so stressful. Looking for chambelanes as well, damas if you had, also the dress, everything.
Sounds like planning a wedding almost, for those of us who've been through that. I have not been through a quinceañera, but I have planned a wedding. That was pretty stressful as well. Alexa, you sent us some audio clips from your quinceañera. I understand this is you getting thrown in the air by your guests. Let's take a listen to that. It sounds amazing. Can you explain what that tradition is?
I mean, it's just a fun dance we did that day. We didn't plan it. It was just a thing. We did in the moment.
In the moment, thrown in the air. So would you, Yadira, would you say your quinceañera was traditional, or did it blend cultures? How would you describe that aspect of it?
It wasn't traditional. It's more like non-traditional, because I had more of like a purplish theme with butterflies, so yeah.
All right. Anhadad, I want to bring you back into the conversation now. Anhadad Valdivia, who is the guest faculty curator at the Spurlock Museum of this exhibit we've been talking about on quinceañera among Latinx populations here in the United States, as well as throughout Latin America. I wonder if you just want to react to anything you've heard from the young women who are with us today on the show, or you can just talk about the significance of a quinceañera for a Latina teenager in general.
Oh, yes. I would like to comment on the two celebrants. When we put together the exhibit, which is open through Sunday, so if you haven't seen it, please get yourself to see it because it's quite lovely. It was a result of a study group I did with two of my doctoral Latina students. And one of the things we did is we read a book about quinceañeras. And a lot of the work is it's about the labor. And so, yes, you're right. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of stress. And you mentioned, Brian, about the wedding. There's so much stress in negotiating, especially with the mother or the parents and the planning and the cost. So that's there. There's a lot of labor. A student, Ariana Cano, is a choreographer of quinceañera. Sometimes she started working with the quinceañera 2 years before the celebration because you have choreographed dances. This is not just a regular party. And you know, there's the chambelanes, the guys have to be brought in and you have to be choreographed. So it's a lot of labor. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of expenditure. But also what the students kept saying and what was also the impetus for this exhibition was the joy. Students kept saying, what about the joy? We know that it is about the patriarchy. We know that it's about commodification. We know that it's a lot of work bringing the family together. But let's just also go back to just the pleasure of being able to be there with your family, with your friends, to dance, to show your individuality in the baile sorpresa, the surprise dance, to dance with your father or mother in el vals, which you know, traditionally has been with the father, but a lot of girls now choose to dance it with their mothers. So there's a lot of meaning. One of the girls said, you know, you bring the family together. That's so important. It's not just about the quinceañera. It's about culture. It's about the family saying we're here, we're visible, we're celebrating the next generation. And it's about ethnic pride. So it's a very, very meaningful celebration that brings in not just the family, but the padrinos, the godparents who contribute both spiritually and financially to the celebration. It's a celebration of community.
Alexa, I want to ask you, how did you, when you mentioned the stress of getting everything together, were you able to find everything you needed in Central Illinois, or did you have to travel a little bit to get some of the things you wanted?
I had to travel to Chicago and Indiana to get a few things.
Wow. So go ahead. Yeah.
And papel picado from Mexico.
From Mexico, okay. Do you feel like the Central Illinois Latino, Latina, Latinx community is vibrant in that way, or does it maybe have some ways to go in terms of serving those needs?
Not really. not really.
Yadira, do you have a comment on that, or did you have a similar experience to have to travel some?
Yeah, I had to travel some. And one thing, you can't really find a lot of quinceañera dresses here, which is really hard. So it would be like more easier for a lot of girls to like be able to just like stay in their hometown and find a dress they like.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting. Well, so, okay. Time is flying by here. We've only got about 3 minutes left in the program. Anne Haddad Valdivia, I want to ask you about this exhibit and maybe just more broadly about the future of the quinceañera in America. What does that look like? How is it evolving?
Oh, what a great question. First, about the exhibit, I am the faculty curator, but I work with two amazing doctoral students, Stephanie Perez and Ariana Cano, and a postdoctoral student, Dora Valcanova. So I always want to give credit to the people that contributed, and also working with the Spurlock people, with the Spurlock professionals, with the director, Elizabeth Sutton, was a total pleasure. They're totally open to these exhibits that bring in the broader community. In terms of the future of quinceañeras, I'm writing about it and I'm editing a book on quinceañeras, actually. We see a lot of different formations. So it's Stephanie Perez and I have just published an article on what are the ways that quinceañeras show up in the media. One of the ways they show up in is the quinceañeras are about the mother. So it's always the girls trying to negotiate with the mother. But one of the other things that we have found is that whereas the traditional quinceañera where you have the dance with the father and the daughter, and now we're seeing, you know, dances with the mother and the daughter. We're seeing girls who want to wear Chucks or want to wear Doc Martens instead of high heels. We see, you know, representations of queer señeras. And we showed in our film series a queer señera where a young man had his quinceañera. In fact, one of the speakers we had was Michael De Anda from DePaul University, who himself celebrated a quinceañero. So we see different, it kind of hybrid celebrations of the parts of the ritual, because this is a ritual. Now, not every quinceañera is Catholic. We also see the Catholic Church responding to the importance of this event by releasing a communication saying that the quinceañera is a recognized celebration by the Catholic Church. So I'm seeing it as a continuing ritual that changes with time and with place in relation to parental issues, in relation to sexuality, in relation to, you know, also the digital space. So in the olden days, you used to have these beautiful photo books, and now a lot of celebrants only have a digital kind of page for it. But digitally, you can also connect transnationally. So that does allow for that celebration when people cannot make it physically. So girls are very creative. So, you know, when you give something to girls, they're going to do something totally creative with it.
And that was our conversation on the Latin American coming-of-age celebration known as the quinceañera. And that's all the time we have for our program today. We'd love to hear what you think about what we've been talking about, whether it's from today's show or a past show. If you think we got something wrong or you think we got something right, leave a voicemail at 217-300-2121. We may share some of your responses on air from time to time. Again, the number is 217-300-2121. 2-1. You can find that number, our email address, and every other way to contact us on our website, 21stshow.org. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield and Jose Zepeda. Our interns are Owen Henderson and Anaya Jones. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again next week. Soy tu sangre, mi viejo.